BBC News with David Austin. Military commanders in Madagascar say they've transferred power to the opposition leader Ange Rajoelina. An admiral, Hippolyte Ramarasone, said Mr. Rajoelina was now running the country. Earlier, the president, Marc Ravalomanana, had announced that he intended to hand over power to a group of military officers. From Antananarivo, Jonah Fisher reports.
Having accepted that his own position as president was untenable, Marc Ravalomanana handed power to a group of senior military figures. But after a period of uncertainty, they announced that they would back Mr. Rajoelina. Earlier in the day, Mr. Rajoelina had proclaimed himself president and promised to hold elections within 2 years. Having criticized his predecessor as dictatorial, the new president's entry into power was all about military support and very little about democracy.
The American Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, has said the Sudanese government and President Omar al-Bashir will be held responsible for any deaths in the refugee camps of Darfur following the expulsion of international aid workers. Sudan has expelled 13 foreign aid agencies since Mr. al-Bashir was indicted by the International Criminal Court for war crimes. Mrs. Clinton said the decision was endangering the lives of 1.4 million people displaced by the conflict in the region. The French Parliament has cleared the way for rejoining NATO's military command for the first time in more than 40 years, after President Nicolas Sarkozy won a key parliamentary vote. Mr. Sarkozy announced the major policy shift last week and has argued that France, as a founder member of NATO, should have more influence on NATO decisions. From Paris, Alistair Sanford reports.
The Prime Minister, François Fillon, played down the significance of the decision to rejoin NATO's military command. He said the move represented an adjustment in policy rather than a break with the past, listing the NATO operations to which France had contributed already. He rejected criticism that the French would be forced to bow to US interests. France, he said, would always be America's ally, but never subordinate to Washington. But one former minister from the governing party questioned what influence France would gain.
The Russian president, Dmitry Medvedev, has announced plans for what he's calling a comprehensive rearmament of the country's armed forces and navy. James Rogers has this report from Moscow.
Russia is talking of large-scale rearmament. Nuclear forces are set to be the main beneficiaries. The modernization program is due to begin in 2011. President Dmitry Medvedev linked his plans to the actions of Moscow's Cold War-era foes. He said that attempts to enlarge NATO's military structure were continuing. He also spoke of the need to address shortcomings exposed during Russia's military operation in Georgia last summer.
That report from James Rogers in Moscow. This is the World News from the BBC. Pope Benedict has arrived in Cameroon for his first visit to Africa as the head of the Roman Catholic Church. He'll hold an open-air mass in the capital, Yaoundé, and he'll outline the programme for a synod on Africa to be held later this year. Our religious affairs correspondent Christopher Landau reports.
The Pope said he came to bring Christ's message of hope. A Christian can never remain silent, he said, in the face of violence, poverty, hunger, corruption, or the abuse of power. The Church's response to such problems is sometimes controversial. Relations with other faiths will also feature on the agenda this week. The Pope will meet Muslims and hope to continue to improve relations with Islam on a continent where the two religions often find themselves competing for converts.
The outgoing Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert has said his government will not accept Hamas's conditions for releasing the Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit, who's been held in Gaza for almost 3 years. Israeli officials said they'd agree to free more than 300 Palestinian prisoners on a list presented by Hamas, but would not release more than 100 others who'd been involved in attacks. Lawyers in the United States say there's an increasing danger of mistrials in court because jurors are violating rules by accessing the internet. One judge in Florida said a big federal drug trial had collapsed there last week after 9 jurors admitted doing research online. Jurors have been using their mobile phones to gather and send out information during trials. The governing body of the world's premier motor racing championship, Formula One, has announced a major change to the way it's to operate. Starting this season, the winner of the championship will be the driver who wins the most races rather than the one who gains the most points. If the new rules had applied to last year's championship, the winner, Lewis Hamilton, would have lost out to his rival, Felipe Massa, as he'd won fewer races. And that's the latest BBC News.